time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 20th. Holidays today. It's Amelia Earhart Day, Armed Forces Day, and Be a Millionaire Day. That's always an easy one to do, right, folks? And Pick Strawberries Day. Birthdays today in the world of pro wrestling. Brian James, a.k.a. you might know him as the Road Dog, DX, is 54 today. And Occam from the Authors of Pain is 30 today. You might remember the Authors of Pain, and I'm amazed at it. Actually, he's that young, so who knows? Maybe we'll see him again someday. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater or officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're into the men's team, it's Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, flowercityfear.com. Check them out. We can always use help, and we got a boot camp coming up as well. And we're going to get down out of here at 11 today because I've got to call three roller derby games, two at the Dome and one at RIT. So I'm going to have a busy day the rest of the day as soon as I get done here, but I appreciate y'all tuning in, and let me introduce the cast and crew. Of course, I'm your humble host, the Cash Man, and I mean, is that really humble by saying that? And I'm joined by Danger Boy. Good morning, Danger. How you doing? What's the shirt say? Bearded something. Bearded for her pleasure. There you go. Hey, this is a family show. Well, welcome to the show today. How you doing, Danger?
I can't complain other than about the weather. It's fun watching the PGA Championship. The players just getting poured on the whole time.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, we're in Rochester, New York. If you're not in Rochester, New York, Rochester, New York is the center of the golf world right now with the PGA Championship going on. And it's raining. It's been raining all day today for the round. And every single play, the best thing about rain is the ball does not roll. So you can like be more precise in your shot. But nobody is having a good day. Nobody had, there's only like, I think, seven or eight players under par on the tour, you know, in this tournament, which is insane because usually, you know, you're getting like, you know, tons of them, you know, and anything within 10 shots of the lead does not get cut. And but watching it today, I've been watching it since 9 o'clock this morning, and man, it is just a mess out there at Oak Hill. You know, but I'll give one thing: the muddy ponds that were muddy streams earlier this week are now actually flowing streams. So,
I mean the stream, the course that they're playing on is a very, very difficult course to begin with, and they made it harder for the PGA Championship with the rough being grown out and everything. But
and the sand pits are deeper, I think, too. I think I read something about that.
They reconstructed all the sand traps and the greens going into this for the last couple of years. They've been working on it, so they made the course hard, and it's showing. But everyone says it's hard but fair. So
yeah, you know, I mean, I remember a year we had the U.S. Open there where the winner was one under for the tournament. So it shows you how difficult that course can be. But, you know, we're not here to talk about golf. But like I said, the center of the golf universe right now is, in fact, the Goodyear blimp has been flying over. I thought it was because we have roller derby tonight in town. But in fact, I heard it's because of the golf.
Oh, I'm... If it's roller derby, you guys definitely upped your budget a bit.
Well, no, they come. Do you have to pay for that? I've always wondered about that. I just remember as a kid.
I think Goodyear pays for it, but you have to have the reason for the cameras and everything, and roller derby, unfortunately, is an indoor sport.
Yeah, I don't think it's
I don't think they need the outside shots too much.
I'm guessing that some of these golfers wish it was indoor this week or two as well, especially today. Watching Mickelson out there just having a miserable time.
All you gotta do is remember when they booked this tournament originally, it was supposed to happen in September.
Yeah, they moved it. It usually happens later in the year, and they moved it up. And it's like, why to May in this year? I mean, we have the flower. You know, the best thing is there's so much stuff going on in Rochester. If you're here, we have the Lilac Festival going on. We have our Amherst are in a playoff. Are in the playoffs still? So we got huge games at our arena downtown. You know, and we have the PGA tournament here.
And if you've been watching coverage, all you know is Rochester has garbage plates.
Garbage plates and rain. I've been watching these two guys doing commentary on the guys this morning. It's really pretty funny, actually. But we're here to talk pro wrestling, and the biggest secret in the world that everyone knew came out this past week, and AEW announced Collision, the Collision show now, which will be Saturdays 8 to 10, I believe, on TNT.
Yes, with the Nitro logo.
I was dumbfounded by that, but I think it's hilarious though. It's like, obviously they have the same people working for TNT that worked back then. But, we have Collision. It'll be starting in June. We're super psyched for it. We knew it was happening. And it also, supposedly is a return of CM Punk as well. Nothing was said this week. In fact, if anything, they were going to, and then they pulled it back. They didn't want to make it.
Yeah, there's been some backstage drama, and Punk may have fallen out again, and they set up a backup for the first place that they're going to have the show, because it was supposed to be the United Center, but if Punk's not going to be on, it's not going to be the United Center, because the entire place will be standing CM Punk the entire show if he's not on. So we'll see what happens. I still think he's going to be on that first show. But.
Yeah. Tara, my dog, is a Punk fan, so she sure is talking about Punk and came up and wanted to get in on it. But and she's the only one, as far as I know, on the show, at least. I know I'm a Punk fan, but nevertheless, yeah. So
I'm a Punk fan. I'm trying to figure out exactly why it is when someone has you in a headlock and you bite your arm, the only person who's the bad guy is the guy who hit the arm. Yeah, the headlock.
No, I mean, that's street fighting, man. You know, I mean, you know, punching in the man junk too, man. That stuff's street fighting.
There's definitely a narrative that has been pushed on the entire All Out situation that we don't need to go into, but there's definitely a narrative that's been pushed from day one. And there's a lot of people, even backstage in AEW, who don't buy into it.
What do you think?
And they're all going to be on Collision on Saturdays.
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing is we saw the Collision. We saw the slide they made for it and everything. And the funny thing is half the people in that slide didn't even know that they were going to be involved with Collision, including Andrade, who came out and said, really? I was on that? You know, it's like after the fact. So, but this is, you know, the biggest. And the thing about this is, and by the way, folks, we're going to go to 11 today because, like I said, I got to run. So we're going to try to get as much as we can in. But I want to talk a little bit about this. It's said, quote unquote, in the press release, it said it's going to be live every week. This is a Saturday night show, 8 to 10, live every. What does that mean? Does that mean we're going to, I mean, I know that they've just added a bunch of dates for when the show is going to be on, like the first four Saturdays. They have live shows. Now, one, of course, being in Toronto, closest to us. This might be something that Rochester could probably partake in eventually, too, I'm guessing, because they're going to be doing more dates.
They've also backtracked and said, or through Meltzer has come out and said that there's going to be times that they film it on a Thursday as well. So there's going to be times it's taped. Saturday is a rough time slot. Saturday, the primetime Saturday time slot is going to be interesting to see how they do.
A lot of people have been coming out of the woodworks making comments on the Saturday time slot. And I saw a good one by a guy that, you know, once again, is not liked a lot by a lot of people on this show, except for maybe me and you, is Jim Cornette, who the coach had like posted, you know, WWE tried for years and years to do Saturday night and they could never make it work. And then Jim Cornette said, well, you know, guys like Jackie Gleason had the highest ratings in the world on a Saturday night. So it depends on.
Well, he also said that when Coach was in WWE, the shows they put on Saturday nights were absolute garbage.
Yeah, Saturday Night Main Event, you know, that and some other stuff.
Cornette was actually defending AEW and saying that if they put on a good show, people will watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when Georgia Championship Wrestling then turned into WCW was on Saturday nights, it was the highest rated thing on Ted Turner's stations. And even if
it kept them afloat,
it did. I mean, he allowed him to do the things like CNN and other things that he wanted to do. Wow. Just a great putt. Sorry.
I don't have it on in here right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, sorry. It's just wet out and it's like, yeah, but none of these guys are in contention there we're seeing right now, but nevertheless, it's like if they do a good show, it will be. And I think so. We'll see what happens. There's been rumors of a brand split because of this. I don't know if that's possible. I mean, WWE said their brand split and they had the draft and everything. And we're still seeing the same guys on every show. It's like, what does the brand split mean? It means nothing so far.
Well, because two of them are the tag champions.
I know. Two of the tag champions. And it's like, but there's a whole group of those involved with the tag champions that are involved too, like the Usos who were on.
They haven't been on Monday. They have not been on Monday.
They were on Monday last week. They were on Monday. They definitely were on Monday. So,
No, they weren't.
They were not on Monday. Okay, so good. Maybe they're sticking to their.
Paul Heyman paid Imperium to interfere.
That's right. I forgot that Imperium came out and did that. But it's like, yeah, I keep forgetting when I see Paul Heyman, I think of those guys too, and they're like usually in his back pocket someplace. So, but I don't think that they're serious about keeping this brand split, anyways, because it's tough, you know, right now. When what happens, like right now, we're down to the championship. Match between Seth Rollins and AJ Styles for the new championship. What happens if AJ Styles win it? He's on SmackDown.
Roman Reigns gets another belt is what happens.
I was thinking somehow Roman was going to sneak in and steal that and say, haha, I got them all again, you know, or something. I don't know. I mean, he never really has made any comments. They've kind of shifted from like the giant diss he got from the management there to him, like, you know, trying to break up his guys now, you know? So he didn't like take, you know, Triple H came out and said, you know, Roman Reigns has made it so that we have to have another belt on Monday night. That's what he said. So, I mean, obviously if that's gotta be a Monday night belt, then Seth Rollins is winning it, even though he's got some other things extracurricularly going on with his career right now, which we will talk about in a little bit. But, you know, I mean, I'm still excited though, because AJ Styles came back and, you know, has been, you know, why not throw him in there? He hasn't been really in a championship in you know, the lens of the championship in a long time. I mean, and when he was a champion, we had some of the greatest matches we had on pay-per-views with him and Daniel and Bryan Danielson and some of the, you know, some other guys, you know,
as long as you forget everything that happened with Shinsuke, as great as those matches could have been, they played it off the low blow for entire series of matches.
Well, he did break his ankle in January and that's why we didn't see him until recently. So
yes.
And he said it was a, you know, he talked about it being a an injury, but he didn't say specifically when it was. It was on a house show too, so, you know,
it was right before the Royal Rumble, I believe.
I know, and it kind of ruined his plans for up until now. So maybe they'll reward him. I've always thought that AJ Styles, you know, they always say he's a Hall of Famer. I think his best work still was in other companies right now, to be honest with you. But
100%.
Yeah, but he's still the solidest hand in that company when it comes to. You know, if you want him to put you over and make you look good, he can do it, you know? And I think it goes the same way. Every once in a while, you probably got to put him over, you know, and make him look good. It doesn't happen that often. You know, it doesn't happen that often unless you're punching, you know, low blowing people or something. I don't know. But, you know, his crew is back with him and everything. But yeah, so we got Collision and it's like, I'm excited about it. It's going to start around, I think in June, June 17th, around the time of the Forbidden Door 2. We're getting close to that. But we've got a lot of stuff going on, not this weekend, but next weekend. Next weekend, we will be the pre-show for Night of Champions because it starts at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Which means we'll be... Maybe if we go long enough, we actually will be the pre-show, but I hope not. But and I think it's going to be, you know, we're getting a lot of big matches on there. I'm kind of excited about it. I don't have a problem with anything that's set up so far. But we've got that going, but yeah, so I don't want to just jump off the Collision thing, but I mean, you know, this is a big deal. This is, they had they call them the upfronts, Warner Brothers upfronts this past week. And that's when all the big announcements were made. Tony Khan's tease of an announcement on 2 weeks ago, Dynamite, and then pushing it off to this week's Dynamite, you know?
He had an announcement to make an announcement.
Yeah.
And then he had an announcement this week where he's also making another announcement next week.
He just keeps making announcements. But
Pretty soon he'll be Mr. McMahon all over again. He's taking over the TV.
The question is do we have another day in us to watch wrestling, at the Saturday night now?
At this point, we can pretty much turn off, Rampage at least, right?
Gosh, I don't know when it's on. That's the question. It's like it was on yesterday at 6.
I think it was 6:30 yesterday.
And it was on Saturday the week before. And get this, I did want to bring it up. It's on Sunday next week after the playoff games, the NBA playoff games. So it could be at midnight on Sunday. I think you might, you're not going to get ratings. You might as well put a lot of guys who are sitting in the back room who want a match, put them in something, but it's also, it's also setting up pay-per-view. Pay-per-view's Memorial Day weekend. That's next weekend. We have, we've got a lot of
stuff. Lot of wrestling next weekend.
We've got a Friday night is, Impact pay-per-view. Saturday's WWE Night of Champions in, Saudi Arabia. And then Sunday is AEW.
And if you don't want to pay for pay-per-view, it's also NXT.
And you've got NXT as well. And then we got Monday off, so I guess you get the Monday a day of rest.
Yes, you can watch Raw.
You watch Raw, or you can go out and play golf or something. I don't know, but it's...
There is weekly wrestling on every single day of the week if there's a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
If there's a Sunday pay-per-view.
And we're not even including Dark and Dark Elevation, which are no longer being made now.
Yeah, they're going bye-bye.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. So some other stuff. So I wanted to talk about Collision. We got that out of the way. See if I read some more statistics about Collision. It was officially announced on Wednesday. Live two-hour weekly show will air Saturday. Saturday's at 8 on TNT beginning June 17th. Now, my problem, I wouldn't have minded if they did it 6 to 8 because that was... When I was like in college, 6 to 8 would be like the last thing we did before we went out that night. And so we would watch TNT, we would watch on TBS, we'd watch WCW Saturday night. And then we would go, out because you'd have the whole night after that. But now this is 8 to 10. So it's like kind of like a little bit more into your night.
Yeah, it's going to cut down on their main demo for sure. Saturday night. So Cornette wasn't wrong. J.K. Gleason drew great ratings and everything. Yeah. Saturday nights have evolved for television watching since then. TV has evolved since then, but the Saturday nights specifically are rough.
The only thing that does well is I think Saturday Night Live and occasionally if there's NFL football on Saturdays, which there is, and this coming year I think there'll be a lot of it. In fact, they're going to have Friday night football this year coming up. I don't know if you saw that.
Only Black Friday.
But that's the first time I've ever remember football being on a Friday, except for the COVID year when they kept having to stretch the games out during the week.
Yeah, they have antitrust things where they can't put on certain days that they're just going to peel back.
College football is one of those things they can't compete with. Yeah, so I know that for a fact. So, and that's Saturday afternoons, but who knows about Saturday? I mean, once college ends and everything's,
Then we get shows on, and then we get Bills games on Peacock is what happens.
That's right. Yeah. Or other places too. It's like, we're getting baseball games on Peacock, which is pretty weird,
Legit, the Bills game against the Chargers is only available on Peacock.
Oh man, that's crazy. So, the press release that not only did I mention that, it said they'll be beginning Saturday, June 17th at 8 PM. But on the press release, there was pictures of Miro, Samoa Joe, Thunder Rosa, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Andrade. And there's no mention of CM Punk. So that
apparently he was supposed to be in the position where MJF is on the poster.
Oh, really?
And it was a late deletion and putting in MJF where he was.
Okay, so, and I think, yeah, and like you said, there might be more rumblings going backstage. I think they still are all in on him, being involved in this company and everything. I'm pretty sure of that. Because apparently they hired back his buddy Ace Steele this past week.
And the reason that he wasn't mentioned was there was supposedly a falling out because Ace Steele is not going to be allowed to go on the road. He's only a remote person that helps out with some creative.
Oh, okay.
However, apparently Bryan Danielson will be working on Collision as the one of the driving creative forces.
I heard that too, and I did put that in the news that Bryan Danielson is going to be involved in, and I have no problem with that because he was the guy that was on SmackDown when he was there.
He was pretty much writing SmackDown for a good portion of time.
He's the one, I think he's the one who came up with Roman Reigns pinning two people at WrestleMania, him and Edge, when he had that feud going on. I think that was all, because, you know, like I said, Bryan Danielson never puts himself over. He puts everybody else over. You know, he likes to talk weird stuff, though, but I hear, but he does put everybody over, so... and you know, it's good. I'd like that, you know, if that's where he's going to transition to, that's great. We haven't seen him since he had the, was it Last Man Stand? I can't remember what the match was. It was a while.
He's been on TV a few times. He's
come out and
tried to screwdriver people and.
Yeah. We haven't seen him wrestle since MJF in the 60-minute Iron Man match at Revolution back in March. But yeah,
we're going to see it next week. So
yeah, he is definitely, some good stuff going on. So we're going to move to some other news because I don't want to hang too much on it, but AEW is doing some good things. And by the way, last week's Dynamite, it was a great show, man. What a fun show. They obviously are pulling out all the stops, both companies. You know, I mean, you know, I don't know if I need to see another Battle Royale for a while, but I think that both of them are putting on like pay-per-view quality shows just because they're up against the playoffs, you know, and I know they've done that in the past, and I know WWE's done that also with like when football season starts and stuff. Yes. They'll put a.
It was interesting to see Mustafa Ali win a battle royal to get killed by Gunther. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, he's, you know, but yeah, if that's the case, or maybe they're actually going to give him a push. I mean, he's you know, they kind of, I don't know where he stands as a face or heel, you know, right now, because.
He's positive.
I know. He's like, he's doing the Diamond Dallas Page thing. That's all I can think of. Whenever I hear someone use positive every time they come out, I think of Positively Page, you know?
I'm sorry.
So it's some good stuff on TV. Even last night's SmackDown was really good. You know, I mean, started out with a confrontation between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and the Bloodline, and or no, it was the Bloodline having a problem with the Bloodline, and there's just a lot of good stuff going on.
There's so many little things you have to pick up on too. It's Raw, they had, you know, JD McDonagh debuted. Or didn't debut. He was in the Battle Royal. He got thrown out. He beat up Dolph Ziggler, and he's walking out. Finn Balor's watching him from above, and the rumor is he's going to be part of Judgment Day. Finn Balor trained him in real life.
Yeah.
So they're still doing like little Easter eggs. You had Paul Heyman buying Imperium off in the background. You had Roman Reigns going to get out of the ring and get out of the way of the beatdown on Sami Zayn by the Usos. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens by the Usos, and he runs into Solo, and Solo just looks at him like, what do you think you're doing? And Roman actually backs away like in fear.
Yeah.
They're playing so many little intricate pieces.
They are. And I mean, it's something we've heard about for a long time where the Bloodline was going, you know, the Bloodline is definitely going to go their own ways eventually. You know, and then, like I said, it kind of distracts Roman from, you know, Triple H coming out and saying, you know, because you have both belts, we need a belt on Monday Night Raw. And we're going to have a tournament for that. And now it looks like the guy from SmackDown has a chance to win it. I wonder if that automatically means they get shifted over to Monday Night Raw. I guess we'll see after the match happens. But, you know, we kind of figured it'd come down to Rollins and somebody from SmackDown. And Rollins, of course.
A lot of thought was Edge. He lost in the first match.
Yeah, no, he did. I was surprised at first. Those three ways were fantastic, by the way. They had, you know, yes. We got to see four three ways last week with, you know, big stars, and you get to see some people going up against each other too that we've never seen before. Last night, also, if you were watching SmackDown, you saw Austin Theory come out and kind of get into it with Sheamus a little bit, and Sheamus, bad mouthing Sheamus, and so we can see where Austin Theory is going with his next feud. Sheamus, but you know, we still don't know what happened to Drew McIntyre though. We haven't seen him since WrestleMania. There's lots of rumors going around. Drew McIntyre is unhappy with his booking and his contract's coming to an end, and they're just going to like make him sit till it's over.
Well, he's also injured.
He's injured. They said he did get injured at he wrestled injured at WrestleMania.
Yes. Yeah, he wrestled injured at WrestleMania. He's been out nursing those injuries. I think he's got back issues. You know, typical wrestler stuff. And supposedly he's going to be coming back.
He is like the five tool baseball player with wrestlers. He's got the size, he's got the physique, he can wrestle, he can kip up, he can do all, he can do everything. Everything
he is surprisingly large.
Yeah, and he is gigantic. I remember when he wrestled the NXT here in town against Andrade he wrestled.
Yeah.
What a hard hitting match we saw in Rochester. And
it was a great match, and I did not know he was that big, and he's a really big guy.
He was really thin when he first came in, but he just kind of filled out. I mean,
he was young. He was very young when he started.
Yeah. So we don't know where he's going. I mean, he's definitely someone anybody else would be interested in. Remember, he kind of made his name back when he left WWE the first time by going to Impact and pretty much running the show, him and Lashley running that show for a couple of years, you know, having a huge feud as well as being champ there as well, you know. And that's when he went by, what was his other name, Drew Calloway?
I think Calloway.
Which is his real name, I believe.
Yeah.
But, so who knows? We'll see him. Hopefully, I mean, I miss him. He's definitely, and I could care less about the sword and all that stuff. But he has been floating around. Some other WWE news, Seth Rollins was photographed in a costume on the set of Marvel's Captain America New World Order this past week. There's no word as yet what Rollins is playing or how big the role is, but there's speculation he's playing somebody from a member of a group called the Serpent Squad. So, very interesting. I mean, that's maybe why we had to sit down Monday night in the interview.
Well, the rumor, that was why, because he was not there.
Yeah.
Because he was filming, but I thought he was going to fill in for Kevin Nash. And they're going to get someone else to play Hulk Hogan and wrong NWO.
Yeah, wrong NWO. And New World Order from Captain America. Yeah, I bet you somehow, I know the way that they make MCU movies, that somehow there'll be NWO shirts in there someplace in the background.
Oh, more than likely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but so Seth Rollins looks like he's, you know, Seth Rollins has been pushing for an MCU role for years. If you watch any of his gear when he comes out, it's always themed on MCU things when he's like for big matches and stuff. You know, he came out as Thanos one year with the Thanos collar,
and I think he had the gauntlet glove too. Roman had the gauntlet glove.
Yeah, Roman still does have the gauntlet glove, which is bizarre looking. It looks like one of those Nintendo controllers, you know, that used to. Remember they had the glove controllers.
You are definitely dating yourself. I remember them. But I'm also in my 40s now, so you are dating yourself.
He's also done Iron Man, I think, before, and just kind of like a roundabout way, not like quite as blatant as like Rey Mysterio does.
Oh, when he did the Silver Surfer and looked like a ping pong ball or a pinball ball?
Yeah, he did Venom too. I think he did Venom. Yeah. He did Spider-Man. I know he did Spider-Man a couple times. So
a lot of these guys are big comic book fans as well, so.
And they said that Seth Rollins has been trying to get a part for years in MCU stuff. He's been, you know, I think that's exciting that if he gets to play a part and maybe it gets to be part of the MCU, phase 25 or whatever it is right now, phase 6, 4, 5, I don't know. I did like the Guardians of the Galaxy. It was okay. I like that much better than the Doctor Strange or the
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was okay, but it's like I have to watch it again one more time, maybe get another opinion on it. Nobody died, and everyone was thinking someone was, so it's like.
Almost the same thing goes for other movies that have come out from that. You figure with the main cast people taking time off that they were going to have to get rid of them somehow, and they don't.
Yeah. Well, I think they're splitting the Guardians up and then they're bringing them back for the next Avengers movie or something. Who knows? But it was a good movie. I thought definitely liked it. It was fun a couple weeks ago, but Seth Rollins getting in, that'd be really cool, you know, and Marvel's a machine.
I know his wife wants in one too. I know she filmed a scene that got cut or whatever. And she's also a big Marvel fan.
Oh, sure. Sure. And she likes any, I mean, she did, they did the Joker thing at WrestleMania at the time, you know, so comics in general. So, some other things to talk about while we're talking. Why don't we talk about, I mentioned Rampage. When the heck is it on? It's like, hopefully after these NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs. It'll go back to its regular time. But by the time that happens, we're going to have collision. So you're right. It's like, it will not be.
Yeah.
Do you think that
mostly it's going to be filling the role that Dark Elevation were filling to get people some TV time, but not necessarily anything of substance being moved forward.
Unless Tony wants to make an announcement on it, then he'll mention it on Dynamite. He's making an announcement on Rampage that week, and he figures he'll get a few more people to come over and watch it when that happens. But
and the announcement on Rampage will be to watch Collision for his announcement.
You know what? The funny thing is, my TV's smart enough to know that even though they change the times all over the place, it'll record it every time. The only time I have problems is when it's after a post-game show. Then you never know what you're going to get.
Half, yeah, you don't know what's going on.
You're going to get half a post-game show or not. But so Rampage, yeah. So whenever Rampage is on, it is on. Trinity debuted on Impact this past week. If you were watching, what was her name in WWE? Now I forget it, which is good because it's
Naomi.
Good. Naomi. It's good that I forget it because that's what they want. And Trinity, I think she was one of the dancers with...
He was a Funkadactyl, yes.
That's right, a Funkadactyl. Started off as a Funkadactyl. And
She once gave us a very weird look while we sang the Bella Twins theme right next to her. It was quite interesting.
I thought that at one time she was Trinity in the company, and they changed her name or something. I can't remember, but never.
That was a long time ago. I don't remember.
It was. So nevertheless, Trinity debuted this past week on Impact. I watched it. Great. It was a fun match, and Trinity has definitely still got it in the ring. Always had it in the ring, I think. Always was a pretty good, solid wrestler in the ring. Just never got put over by anybody big, you know, or rarely did.
No.
Rarely
did. Yeah, she's super athletic in the ring, so it's good to see her back and doing her thing, especially in what I consider the second best women's division in wrestling.
Yeah, and she now actually has a match for Friday night. Like we mentioned earlier, there's pay-per-views like every night the next weekend, and Friday night Trinity will be wrestling on Impact's Under Siege, which you can get on Impact Plus, YouTube, and Fight TV, and she's going to be wrestling that Giselle Shaw, which is. If you remember, Giselle Shaw was a person that was in the news not too long ago when Rick Steiner was bad-mouthing Giselle Shaw at a signing during WrestleMania week. Am I correct with that, Giselle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which was a terrible thing done by Rick Steiner, you know, and it's like there's no excuse for bad-mouthing somebody like he was. But that will be the first match at the end of Trinity's match on Impact this past week. Giselle came out and, like, you know, played up, I'm a bigger star than you, and we're going to do this, and made a match out of it. But we'll go through those lineups later on the show when we're going through, you know, because we got a couple lineups this week that'll happen before we're on next. So some other news I'm going to throw, we'll start going into the news, why not. WWE announced that last night WWE's women's tag team titles have been vacated due to an injury suffered by Liv Morgan. Four-way match will be held on May 29th, which is Memorial Day edition of Raw to determine the new champion. So that the women's champs are also the ones that float back and forth, right, between the shows?
They have been somewhat, not as much as, you know, like they haven't been on every show like Sammy and...
Yeah,
and Kevin since or whatever, but they really hadn't fully announced what they were doing with them. I think they can float back and forth.
Yeah,
and there's going to be women from SmackDown there involved, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you who it is. It's going to be Monday Night Raw. They're going to have the four way for the title, and it's going to feature Morgan's partner Raquel Rodriguez and a partner of her choosing. Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, Sonya Deville, Chelsea Green, and Bayley and Io Sky. So,
Bayley and Io Sky are from SmackDown,
and so are Shayna Baszler and.
No, they are in Raw. They got drafted to Raw.
It's interesting because there's also news out this week that Ronda Rousey's taking some time away from WWE, and I think it all started with the injury during WrestleMania, in which. Ronda wrestled with a wrist injury on the pay-per-view. And remember, I just hated that finish to that match that they were in at WrestleMania where she...
That's why she did nothing but the finish.
Yeah. It's all she did was do the armbar tap out. So, but Ronda's taking some time off. Maybe Ronda has to have surgery. I'm not sure exactly why, but I'm suspecting in that four-way they will not win it. Just putting that out there. I suspect that, but so Liv Morgan, I thought it was just a work injury, but apparently not. I'm not sure where it happened. I'd have to go back the week before and
watch it. It was SmackDown, but I don't know exactly what happened with it.
Yeah, so unfortunately, and then Raquel Rodriguez got beat up by Rousey and Baszler on Monday when she was coming down to the ring, and they just Malachi crunched her, man. They went right into her from both sides and beat her up. Ronda fell down too. Yes. In life you fall on occasion. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm sure it'll spike the ratings a little bit maybe, but, it's interesting that, like I said, knowing that Ronda wants to take some time away, I have a feeling that, we'll have new tag champs maybe. And who knows, what do you think Raquel Rodriguez would pick?
I may know the answer because they filmed SmackDown for next week already.
That's right. I forgot. That's another thing that's in the news is they taped last night after the show ended. They went and taped another week because of the pay-per-view being in Saudi Arabia at 1 o'clock on Saturday. It makes it pretty tough to do a show till 10 o'clock on Friday and then fly to Saudi Arabia. I'm guessing nobody would have gotten any sleep and it would have been terrible.
I'm guessing they wouldn't have made it.
Oh yeah,
I think it's like a 13-hour flight or something like that.
And that's happened before, actually. I think that's when they didn't. Remember, they didn't make it to Buffalo back after it.
They didn't make it back, but that's for a completely different reason. Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about.
They held them on the tarmac for 18 hours, and people were not happy. We'll just say that people were not happy. So some other news as we're going through that. And by the way, thank you for everybody's in the chat room, George. You are just pounding us with information, which is pretty cool. I always appreciate that. But some and Dante's there as well. Thank you guys.
I think we actually missed the saddest news of the week so far.
Oh, and I will. I'll get to it right now. Let's talk about superstar Billy Graham passing away on Wednesday night. There was news out Sunday that superstar Billy Graham's doctors had asked his wife to pull him off life support, and she said no. She didn't want to do that. And unfortunately natural causes came about and he did die on Wednesday. Superstar Billy Graham. What a tribute last night on SmackDown. That was beautiful. There was problems between him and the company for years.
Very long time.
Yeah. I mean, he was, I hate to say he was the poster child for steroids, but when he was doing them, there was nothing illegal about it. Bodybuilders were doing that. Everybody was doing that. Just nobody had any idea the bone structure and the tendons and everything in your body would be able to, especially when your mass was more than human, more than you possibly should be able to do. I'm kind of like, he kind of was in and out of the world of wrestling, at least in the main event style before I became a fan. He's a guy who dropped the WWE title. He had the WWE title. He took it off of Pedro Morales, I believe, and lost.
No, he took it off of Bruno.
Oh, yeah, Bruno.
Second run.
Yeah, I was going to say, then he lost it to Pedro. Then I think he took it off Pedro, and then he lost it to Bob Backlund. Bob Backlund.
He only had it the once.
He had it for a
year and a half.
Okay, I know that Bob Backlund had 5 years after he got it. So it was.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, there was just a wonderful thing on how he influenced people like Hulk Hogan and how he influenced like all the wrestlers, a lot of the wrestlers who, were more, he also was, he is the original Big Papa Pump, if there ever was one,
He's the original Big Papa Pump. Ric Flair stole a lot of his promo stuff from him. Hulk Hogan would have never been in the business. Jesse Ventura would have never did what he did. He was the inspiration to tons of people, and he was kind of hosed there with his time with the WWF as champion by Vince McMahon Sr.'s booking of the day you won that title, you got an end date. Unless you were Bruno Sammartino, you got an end date of when you were losing the belt,
yeah.
No matter what was happening. he was more over than any babyface at the time that he lost that belt.
Yeah, and you know, he was a guy who was a big, larger than life. There wasn't a lot of wrestlers that were like that much personality, could cut a promo on a dime. You know, he was, you know, he was just, you know, a natural at it, and he moved it up to one step above just, you know. He was just a lot of personality, and it was like there. And now every wrestler is like this. You have to have a lot of personality. You have to, you know, be able to do things on the fly and everything. And he did. And he was, I thought he was great. And he, you know, like I said, he influenced the future of a lot of people. He was the original Big Papa Pump. And he was. I remember when they brought him back, and he was managing Don Morocco for many years. And he would wrestle on occasion, you know, but he also had a lot of bad problems with his hips. You know, because of the steroid degradation of his bones and his hips and everything. And he had to have hip replacements, knee replacements and everything. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, you know, unfortunately he died this past week, but he was, you know, just a very instrumental, important part of the future of the business, you know, when he was doing what he did. And yeah, he did. That's right. He did take it off Bruno, and Bruno was like, I think, you know, I mean, Bruno had long, long major runs, you know, with the those titles. But yeah, he.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Bruno's short run. It was only like 2,500 days or whatever.
Yeah. So he was 79. He had lived to 79, but I know that he had like failing organs for a long time. And
yeah, he's had many health problems, and he attributes them all to the steroids he took, because they didn't know any better back then.
And he was involved in lawsuits against the company. He was involved in lawsuits, yes. You know, and, but he, I think he also for, you know, I think they covered his health insurance and stuff for maybe they, I know that they definitely helped him out, you know, I mean, you know, it's, he was a building, you know, and like I said, when he was doing stuff like that, it wasn't illegal. It just, you know, it just everyone, you know, I mean, bodybuilders were doing the same thing. So he just was a bodybuilder who came to the world of pro wrestling and had a gift of gab. And I think he was fantastic. And I really wish I could have watched him longer in his career, but you know, he moved around. Back then in those days when he was like huge in the WWE, people moved around a lot more, you know, they weren't isolated to one area. That's when they had territories, and they would like, people would go territory to territory. They wouldn't get long-term contracts or anything. They'd get per appearance shows and stuff. And he was, you know, definitely, and like, yeah, without a doubt, him and Jesse Ventura, I mean, they, you know, they looked very, very much similar, you know, they, so it's, just, it's unfortunate, but I thought that was a great little video they had done. It was interesting that they've been using a lot of Dusty Rhodes lately on these, and Dusty Rhodes passed away quite a while ago.
I'm fairly certain most of the stuff we saw was from when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing too, and it's like, but, well, you know, we send our best out to Wayne Coleman's family and wife, Valerie, who's let everybody know about this. So, yeah, that was, I think, it's some really, really big news. And I probably should have started the show with it. But remember when we used to be, like, such a bummer on the show? It was like, this episode is dedicated to the, you know, and I didn't want to do
well, that. For a long time, it was a lot of very young people who would pass who were still active in wrestling and didn't live a long life.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that has kind of slowed down a ton.
Yeah, he's had a rough couple of years. We know he was in was hospitalized for a very long time.
I think he had kidney failure and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, so I didn't want to pass on that. Some other news, Pat McAfee is taking his show to ESPN. McAfee announced that the Pat McAfee show is headed to ESPN this fall. The weekly three-hour show will air on live on ESPN, ESPN Plus, and ESPN YouTube channel. It was indicated that ESPN weekday will begin with get up at 8 a.m. I don't know why anybody watches that. I'd much rather watch SportsCenter. Then go to First Take at 10, and then Pat McAfee noon to 3, which is pretty good, man, throwing him right there into the lineup. The only problem with it is if you ever watch his show online or whatever, that he uses a lot of colorful language that will not be able to be put on. And maybe it will be because it's on cable.
He said the only word they have to watch what they're going to say is when he's dropping F-bombs.
Yeah, I would suspect that. But yeah, the show is...
Which, he uses a lot of them when they're on the air, so...
I don't know. I always was waiting for him to start doing them in WWE the way he'd get so excited when Shinsuke would come out. You know, and he'd dance on the tabletops. I remember a couple weeks ago when Shinsuke came back to Monday, I think
Cole said something about McAfee not being there to dance on the table.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was funny. You know, he definitely mentioned that. But so Pat McAfee, but what does that mean for WWE? I have a feeling it means that we won't see him back, even though he had signed a multi-year contract extension in July of 2002.
So I think we'll see him on occasion at certain things. I think his days as a full-time person are done. He took this deal with ESPN to get some of the work he did behind the scenes off his own plate. He just had a child. Him and his wife have been trying for years, and they finally just had one. And he wants to – I mean, he's still going to be doing the show as often as he was, but he was doing everything for that show.
Yeah.
And he took – it ends up not being when you look at the full picture of everything, but he took a giant pay cut to move to ESPN.
I saw that. Yeah, it was $110 million. He was signed with FanDuel. FanDuel too. Yeah, but you know, I it depends. I guess maybe there's circumstances in the contract that maybe wanted him to do that, and you know, to go to ESPN. And it's always a dream for someone like him, anyways, is to work for ESPN. You know,
well, he was over the moon when he got the offer for Game Day last year when he started working on College Game Day. So he is quite happy with the decision. Like I said, he's taking a lot off his own plate with the production wise and all that kind of stuff. He was doing that all himself.
Yeah. He's going to be getting 10 mil a year. So, and not have to do a lot of stuff that he was doing.
And all his guys are still taken care of.
Yeah, which is awesome. I love guy. I'd do the same thing. We go to the ESPN, dude, you're coming with me. Everybody's coming with me, and when I'm getting $10 million a year, I'll pay a minimum wage. No, I'm kidding. It's not going to happen. So, I'm happy for Pat McAfee. I like Pat McAfee a lot, and I know he loves wrestling. And who knows? We'll see how it works into his wrestling career and everything. I'm sure that a lot of guys have open contracts when they're trying to build their career with WWE. They'll allow guys to go out and do movies and stuff. And I know when he
took the Game Day offer, he offered to go back and forth between SmackDown and Game Day, and Triple H told him, no, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, it'll kill you.
Give him the time off.
Yeah, that'll kill you. You have to own a plane to do that. You know?
He does. Yeah, he does.
Well, yeah. There we go. I love Pat. So good for him, man. Pat McAfee. And I guess the lawsuit between him and Brett Favre was dropped by the courts. Because I can't remember why it was dropped, but I know that, because
it was garbage.
Yeah. Because I don't know why. And whatever.
Brett Favre's going to be hanging out with Ted DiBiase Jr. and Brett DiBiase soon enough.
Yeah. I think maybe Brett will get away if he gives the money back. So we'll see. I'm not going to mention his name again. I don't want to get sued. So I don't have good lawyers like Pat McAfee does. So, WWE Night of Champions, Go Home Edition of SmackDown. We mentioned a few minutes ago, it was taped last night at the Colonial Life Arena in Columbia, South Carolina. It will air, of course, the 26th, May 26th. Delayed. You know what happened already. I have no idea. I am not going to look. But some updates for shows this week. If you're going to be watching Dynamite, on Dynamite, you're going to see Claudio Castagnoli and Wheeler Utah versus the Lucha Brothers for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships. Orange Cassidy is going to be taking on Kyle Fletcher for the AEW International Championship. Kyle Fletcher had a great match on TV recently. And what is the name of the group that he's with? Aussie Open. They're good.
He was supposed to be on this Wednesday, but apparently he got ill before the show, so they had to put that off. So that's why they did what they did with Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, I say Kyle Fletcher's good. I mean, I enjoy watching his matches, and that'll be a good one. I mean, Orange Cassidy, he's got the longest streak right now besides Jade Cargill defending a championship. I think he said 21 times he's defended this title already, 21 or 22. So it's like,
yeah, something like that.
So that's really cool. That's what you're going to see on Dynamite this week. I'm sure it's sprinkled in with other things, setting up the pay-per-view that's going to be next Sunday night. AEW, when they announced the Collision, they announced the where they're going to be doing it for the first five live Saturdays. And if you're around here, they're going to be in Scotiabank Arena in Toronto on June 24th. June 29th, they're going to be in Hamilton, Ontario, so they're going to be staying around there for a while, apparently. July 8th, Brandt Center in Regina, Saskatchewan. This is all Canada. What's going on?
It's their Canada tour where they had all these dates lined up, but they didn't say that they're... Like, I think Regina said it was a TV show, but they... That's when it first got out that they were getting their Saturday TV show.
There we go. Because then the 15th are in Calgary at the Saddle Dome. And then July 22nd, the Prudential Center in Newark. So they're back in the United States in July. But they've got the first five dates set out there. It's
they've got five of the first six. They don't have the first one yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the first one. Yeah. And that's
the first one's either going to be the United Center or Chicago. It's going to be Daly's Place.
Yeah. It's
going
to be someplace. Oh, really? Daly's Place? Go back down to Jacksonville?
That's apparently the backup.
Interesting. Interesting. We had mentioned earlier. Well,
it's hard to get a major arena on short notice.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. You know, and well, when you own the stadium at Daly's Place, it makes it. I don't have a problem with that. I kind of like that place for shows. It wasn't that bad a place. It was weird when there was nobody there, but
yeah, it got repetitive when there was no one there.
I was just talking with somebody the other day about COVID and everything, and how things have changed so much since the beginning of it. You know, how we're not nearly as worried about it as we used to be. And, how regulations,
Wegmans took down their sneeze guards in front of the cashiers at the pharmacy. That's where we are.
Nice. Now, that's a good one. I also noticed that that you don't have to wear masks in hospitals anymore and stuff, depending, I guess, a lot of things have changed recently. But it's like, I just remember how, 3 years ago, we had no idea what was going on, It was like...
Honestly, we still have no idea what's going on. We just gave up on it.
No, I just think now we know it was engineered someplace in China and released by accident, I'm sure, right? So, but yeah, it's just the world has changed so much. But I'm so glad we're back into, everything coming back to a new normal, that's what we'll say. But so, those dates, looking forward to that. Hopefully they'll be coming around Rochester sometime. I'm guessing they love it because they've always had great turnouts here in town, so... We will see. And Buffalo was a good one when we went. You didn't go with me to that one. That's right.
I did not.
DC was in town. That's right. I went with DC and some folks. So they definitely had a good turnout for there as well. So some other news as we get out of here. All right. If you want to watch next Rampage exactly, it'll be on Sunday, May 28th at 12 a.m. following coverage of the NBA playoffs there. So I have it specific. Usually it's on 10 p.m. Friday nights, but who knows when. What will happen? The AEW Fight Forever video game is scheduled to be released on Tuesday, June 27th. It's interesting that June 27th is the scheduled release date for it. A few years of speculation and a few tentatively planned release dates that were moved. The release date was set to coincide with AEW versus New Japan Forbidden Door 2, which is scheduled for Sunday, June 25th. So they'll probably be hyping it big time during that pay-per-view. I mean, we've seen them working on this for years and it still had never come out. So there's some limitations with the creator wrestler.
They put a lot of money into this video game.
And they don't even own the engine that runs the, I guess the guts of it. But that's because apparently it says the release date. Worked on. Sources that have worked on the game notes that it plays very smoothly and resembles WWF No Mercy in that sense, which is good. I loved No Mercy. It was probably one of my favorite ones. There are some limitations with the creator wrestler, and the last word was there was not plans for a community creations. An official announcement on AEW Fight Forever is expected in the next week. So we should see that in the next week.
That means you will be able to play as Cody Rhodes in both the AEW game and the WWE game that are out currently.
Yeah, it was so long ago. Definitely Cody Rhodes had something to do with it. So being on our target to get done by 11 right now, I'm going to talk about this Friday. If you are, like I said, this Friday weekend coming up is Memorial Day weekend. It's usually, usually a bit longer of a weekend with like three pay-per-views going on. But a Friday night, Impact Under Siege is taking place from the Westfair District Agriplex in London, Ontario, which is pretty close to here too, I believe. The countdown for the pre-show starts at 7:30, and it will be free on Impact Plus if you want to watch half an hour to tease you up until the point in which then they shut it off, and then you have to pay for it after that. But on the pre-show, they're having Dirty Dango versus Joe Hendry for the Impact Digital Media title match, and if you've been watching Impact the last few weeks, someone attacked Santino Marella. It was a surprise attack. And Dirty Dango, in his Sherlock Holmes hat and giant magnifying glass, has been on the case since and found out that this past week it was Joe Hendry, the champion himself, is the one who attacked Santino Marella. And so we get on the pre-show, Countdown to Siege pre-show, the Dirty Dango versus Joe Hendry for the Impact Digital Media title. Dirty Dango, you might remember as Fandango in WWE, and for years and years and years, and he's been with Impact for a while now. They got a lot of matches. I'll go through them real quick. We got the Design, which is Diener, Khan, and Angel versus Sami Callihan, Rich Swann, and a mystery partner. Trinity's taking on Giselle Shaw, Nick Aldis, Magnus, I believe, versus Kenny King. Kenny King, who I thought Kenny King was part of Ring of Honor at one point. I thought, but maybe not. But I mean, Kenny King was originally part of Ring of Honor.
Yes.
But not the revamped Ring of Honor. Just going with the Impact so far. We have a number one contenders fatal six-way: Moose, Eddie Edwards, Jonathan Gresham, Yuyu Yama, Alex Shelley, and Frankie Kazarian. And the winner will earn a future Impact World title shot. Impact World Tag Team Match, Subculture, Mark Andrews, Flash Morgan, Webster versus the Bullet Club, Ace Austin, and Chris Bane. Did I see the Bullet Club symbol on the screen at on AEW this past week when we got the...
Yeah, it's the Bullet Club Gold.
Yeah, Bullet
Club. They have their own version.
Yeah. So, okay. I was wondering if someone owned a copyright to this or something, you know, it's like, or is everybody in the Bullet Club, you know?
At this point, everybody's been in the Bullet Club. It's the NWO.
I'm not going to say that, but at least I think AEW's got a good couple of the guys who were in it as well. Good, exciting to watch them. We have, Impact X Division title, Chris Sabin versus Trey Miguel. That'll be a barn burner. Last chance match for the Impact Knockouts world title match, Jordynne Grace versus Deonna Purrazza. And if Grace loses, she can no longer challenge for the title as long as Purrazza is champion. We've seen that before with Cody Rhodes, right? Rhodes, I'm not a big fan of that. And then we have in the main event, PCO versus Steve Macklin for the Impact World title. And PCO is Frankenstein. I've said that every time I've mentioned PCO's name. PCO coming out, bolts sticking out of his neck. And, fun character. I definitely didn't think he would ever go in that direction. Does some insane moves for a guy his age in the ring. Kudos to PCO. I know he's not going to, I shouldn't say I know he's not going to win it, but I doubt it. But who knows? I mean, Macklin's an awesome wrestler too. Never got a chance in WWE. Now he's like, the champion of Impact. So, I'm a huge fan. Maybe PCO will come back to Ring of Honor. That would be great. You know, I mean, Ring of Honor, I don't know.
But you never know. I mean, Impact doesn't sign long-term contracts with their guys.
You are correct there, sir. So we are coming to the end of the show. Is there anything else I miss in the news that we should go through before we get out of here?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
We've been very lucky to have some really good wrestling shows on TV the last few weeks. And this week should not fall from that path as well, because we've got three pay-per-views: Friday, Saturday afternoon, Sunday night. I think we might have to get together for this one, Danger. Maybe we'll throw some money in together and get pizza or something.
We can probably do that.
I would like that, because watching these by myself is great, but I tend to fall asleep. So when they start running these giant packages over and over, it's kind of like a commercial on TV, and it's like, okay, I'm old. It happens that way. But I also want to mention before we get out of here, this Sunday, May 21st, Flower City Wrestling Academy 1, Miracle Drive. UPW is celebrating 20 years. I don't know if you got to catch it all, any of the interview last week, Danger.
I have not had a chance yet.
We had Hellcat on and Mike Champion, and we actually had cut a video for a little teaser package that they're doing this Sunday. So you don't want to miss that. If rain keeps coming, no one's going out to the golf or to the Lilac Festival. So why not go down to Marketplace Mall? Check out their new place. They can hold about 300 people in there. I've never been there yet. And, you know, it'd be a lot of fun. It starts at, you know, 4:30, I believe the doors open, or maybe it starts at 4. You can check it up on their Facebook page and everything. But it's tomorrow, May 21st, Flower City Wrestling Academy, One Miracle Drive. And it was a fun interview with talking with Mike. You know, he's telling me, you know, he's Hellcat's talking about how he didn't think it would last 5 years when he started it. Now it's 20. You know, and I mean, and it's hard to count the COVID years in there because he said he almost went bankrupt during that, which I think a lot of people will do, you know?
Yeah.
It was a rough time, but Danger, I want to thank you for giving time this morning. Next week, we should be the same bat time, same bat channel. So it'll be 10 a.m. next Saturday morning. Get it. Maybe the artiste will be back. I'm not sure. He had some prior commitment in DC. We'll talk with DC as well, hopefully, this week and see how he's doing and his mom and everything. But and we sent out our best to his mom. She got attacked by a dog, which is pretty scary. DC's been kind of tied up with that. But we definitely miss him, that's for sure. And I hope that Penny's doing better. But we're going to get out of here. I want to thank you, Danger. I want to thank you, everybody in the chat room. I know it's a short one today. I got to get to the Dome. In half an hour from the time we stop. So it's like, if you're waiting to check on the update of the podcast, which it will go up, it probably won't be until later tonight or maybe tomorrow. But thank you, Danger. Thank you all the guys in the chat room. And we will see in next weekend. It's a huge weekend. We'll be previewing a lot of wrestling going on. So you definitely do not want to miss it. We'll see you next week, 10 a.m., same bat time, same bat channel.